Welcome to another edition of Engineering Influence, a podcast by the American Council of Engineering Companies, coming to you remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic and getting used to the new way of working remotely. Congress has acted this week on a sweeping, historic $2 trillion stimulus bill. And who better to explain why this is important for the engineering industry than our own Steve Hall, Senior Vice President of Advocacy for ACEC. And Steve joins us today, and thank you for coming on a Saturday.
Great to be here.
So Steve, kind of give us a rundown on exactly what happened with the CARES Act this week. It was passed by, well, first the Senate acted, then the House followed suit, and then the President signed it into law yesterday. $2 trillion, where does the money go?
Well, it's it goes to businesses, it goes to individuals, it goes to healthcare. It's a sprawling and really unprecedented stimulus package. Congress has really not done anything like this before, at least not in peacetime, to respond to the pandemic. And it's actually the third phase of Congress's response to the coronavirus. They initially appropriated some funds. They followed that up with a so-called phase two package that extended family and medical leave benefits to people working for firms of a certain size, and then provided some assistance to those firms from a cash flow standpoint. Which it didn't go far enough. Unfortunately, ACEC raised some concerns here. This was looking at small and mid-sized firms basically under 500 employees and above 50 employees. And so that's why this phase three package was so important, because it included additional business relief for all businesses, including big businesses, but also smaller firms, and once again in that segment of less than 500 employees. Right now, it's all about cash flow.
Yeah,
we want to make sure that the industry comes out the other side of this thing whole and operational with their people in place. For us, it's all about people, taking care of our people, so that we can hit the ground running when the economy starts to recover and move forward. So again, this third phase was absolutely critical. It passed unanimously in the House, unanimously in the Senate. It's been signed into law, and we're already thinking about phase four.
And phase four is going to be interesting, because as you summarize, this really dealt with, largely it's going to be administered out of the SBA, it seems. It seems like almost all the loan programs that are packaged within this bill are either, you know, the Small Business Administration 7A loan program, you're talking about microloans within SBA. So really, they've been the focus of this tranche of the stimulus program.
Certainly an important focus. Yeah, a big chunk really does come out of SBA and will be administered by SBA. But like I said, it's bigger than that. The package includes things ACEC has advocated for over the last couple of weeks. Namely, deferring payments of the employer portion of the Social Security tax, again, for cash flow purposes. Including some tax code changes relative to net operating losses to extend the carryback period. Looking at increasing business interest deductibility, which was limited in the 27 tax reform law. It's been increased to make it easier for firms to use debt financing. I think what's good about this package is it seeks to help the entire business community, big firms, medium firms, small firms, which was certainly a critical priority for ACEC, since we represent them all.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that there are also some portions of the bill. I mean, usually when a package this large passes, there are some, let's say, it wasn't as much of a Christmas tree as some other bills that have passed. For example, the last Recovery Act during the Great Recession. But there were some portions of this bill that really do impact the engineering community, especially when it comes to issues related to the Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund and some port and harbor infrastructure. Which kind of is like a pre-WERDA almost.
Yeah, no, it started down the road and started to deal with some near-term problems in the infrastructure space. Assistance to airports, assistance to transit system. The transit operators out there obviously are suffering terribly from significantly reduced ridership right now, and the cost of cleaning cars sufficiently in light of the virus. So those were near-term critical things, not so much dollars for project funding, although I think on the airport side, some of that money could actually be used to sustain ongoing projects, but at least a recognition that some of our infrastructure clients really need the help. What was interesting and a little disappointing is nothing on the water side. We've been working with the organizations representing our water clients, and there was nothing in there to help them. I think a key priority for ACEC in the Phase 4 package is to work closely with them, identify their priorities, and help them to get that in the next package.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting what that Phase 4 is, because as we've seen in the press, especially Senator Barrasso kind of making the push for it, is to really leverage infrastructure as the focus of that next push, which is logical, because when you have a situation where you're looking at jumpstarting the economy, making investments in physical infrastructure is a good way of doing it, because it promotes economic activity and creates immediate jobs. But for the engineering industry, it also presents opportunities for really design work now for construction after this pandemic subsides. What are the chances that the Senate and the House, once they come back next month, I think they're scheduled to come back on the 20th of April at this point, what are the chances that they could actually start taking maybe even the framework of the FAST Act reauthorization and reframing it into something alike a stimulus part four?
Well, I think that's the logical approach, as you said, and that's certainly something that ACEC and our stakeholder allies, the galaxy of organizations that care about infrastructure, and there are many, we're all going to be working together to deliver that message to Congress. Chairman Barrasso in the Senate, chairman of the Environment Public Works Committee, has a bill that was reported unanimously from his committee. He's already publicly teed that up and suggested that would be a great place to start for an infrastructure-based recovery package. I think you can kind of liken what Congress has done so far in sort of the emergency response phase of this pandemic. And at some point, and it may be with this Phase 4 package, at some point we're gonna shift to the recovery phase. And so, to your point, investing in infrastructure is a perfect way to do that. And like I said, we've got a Senate bill. There's the framework for legislation in the House. House lawmakers could easily jumpstart that process. There's been a process underway to assemble the next round of the Water Resources Development Act, which is Corps of Engineers water projects, as well as other water and wastewater policy and funding initiatives. So the components are there. It's really a question of convincing Congress that this is the way to go. In terms of turning the economy around and giving it a great jump start. The thing we don't want to see, as you mentioned the stimulus previously, is shovel ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want a long-term policy and long-term funding commitments to give our DOT clients and water clients and airport clients the time to properly position those funds and use those funds for priority projects. So, but again, I think everybody's singing from the same song sheet among the stakeholder community. It's really just a question of getting the attention of lawmakers. And I think in terms of our grassroots approach, and what we do going forward, normally this would be something that we would use our citizen lobbyists, as we like to call our ACC members this time of year, to flood the Capitol Hill during the spring convention and deliver that message. Well, we can still deliver that message, even operating from home. So we're going to be gearing them up, I think, and to deliver a big message on a recovery agenda that's heavily based on infrastructure.
Absolutely. And again, you know, the impact and activity from ACEC's advocacy department has been really, really, the tempo has been high. And I encourage everyone to take a look at the website, acec.org. You can go and you'll see on the top, you'll see a coronavirus resource page, and it kind of goes with a breakdown by department of what's going on and what we're doing. Advocacy has been very active, signing on to letters, joining in with coalitions, peer organizations, reaching out to lawmakers in the House and the Senate, and also at the state level to ensure that not only is engineering considered essential at the state level, but then also pushing on the federal side to ensure that the industry is considered and taken care of when considering these stimulus bills. And that'll continue into the next tranche of stimulus. And as you said, you know, that avoiding shovel ready, because that's always kind of the knee jerk reaction, it seems, from Congress, because by calling something shovel ready, you have that, okay, immediate influx. We're going to dictate what's going to be invested, but it makes more sense to give the states the flexibility through a long-term infrastructure plan that's correctly appropriated, to allow the states to decide what they need to do so they can actually organize and plan around a long-term investment strategy, which provides not only stability, but the ability for our industry to kind of look ahead and try to plan out what their, you know, acquisition strategy is, what their business strategy is for not only just the next year, but maybe 2, 3, 4 years down the line. And that's something which I would imagine we're going to be very active in lobbying Congress about.
Absolutely. No, let's spend the money, but let's do it right. And I think, again, I think the groups are pretty unanimous in their view that we have good programs in place now. For the federal aid highway program, the transit program, water programs. We don't need to create anything new. We just need to fund them. We need to extend them and build them up. And that will add fuel to the fire for the economy when we come out of the other side of this.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, thank you very much for joining us. This is a good wrap up of what's happened in Congress, and we'll keep everyone apprised as things develop. Again, we're probably not going to have a lot of activity out of the Hill this month and into next month, but we'll see what happens at the end of April going into May. And just stay with ACEC for breaking news and go over to our website for the coronavirus resource page. We have a lot of great information there, and I'll have the link in the show notes. But Steve, have a great weekend. Stay safe. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.